Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve is throwing out words like verbally binding contract yep. with today's Great Mate Debate. They made some sort of pact a few years ago, and one of them wants to execute the terms of the agreement.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
So we are talking to Courtney and Jeff, and Courtney has won the toss here, so she gets to give her side first. Courtney?
Well, first things first, I wanted to say yay.
What's your side of the story here?
So we made a deal way back in, before we moved to Colorado. We were living in Kansas. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And that's where we met. And he really wanted to move to Colorado to accept a promotion, and I really did not want to move to Colorado. No offense.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Kansas?
But we made a deal that we would move here because he said that it was going to be, like, huge for his career, and he was going to be making so much more money and all this. And,
nice.
You know, it would change our whole lives. So, I'm a supportive partner, and I was like, all right, let's do it. If it's that important to you and you think it's going to be this big thing, let's do it. We made a 5-year deal that if nothing, massively changed, that, I would have the option to move home. So it's time. I want to go home.
It's been 5 years.
It's been 5 whole years, long years.
And his career took off?
He's had a handful of promotions, but like nothing that would change our lifestyle or anything,
Yeah.
And Colorado didn't like seep into your psyche and you're like, oh, this is the great place and you want it. Okay.
Well, it has its merits, but it's not for me.
Okay.
Wow.
So cut and dry. You're just business.
I'm just going to say this. Like, even if you're right on this, by being anti-Colorado, you may lose.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're jury members. Like, I'm just, but I mean, you it is probably much cheaper. Like, if he made the same amount of money in Kansas, you guys would be rich.
Bigger house.
We'd have an indoor pool.
Yes, you will.
Because it's just Colorado's tough. It's.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is that they'll hate me so much that they'll want to send me back to Kansas.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad thing.
So, Courtney, this whole time you were rooting against your husband's success.
I wasn't rooting against my husband's success because, the reason we made this deal is, like, if he made that much money, it wouldn't matter where we lived because I could go home whenever I wanted. It wasn't. And I love him so much. And he is a fantastic and magnificent beast. Believe me. But his progress hasn't been so astronomical that, I can just go wherever I want, whenever I want, which was a deal.
Okay.
And if you miss it's been 5 years. You got over missing. There's no more homesickness.
Well, you did. We need to get his side in here. Okay. Like, you've executed his plan. Now it's time to execute your plan. Maybe. Exactly. Jeff.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Yeah. What's your side of this?
I don't want to leave just yet. I think that we're right there. We're very close to, where we want to be. And I think leaving right now would be kind of hasty. I understand emotionally, wanting to go back, but I feel that it would be, a step or two backwards. And it would kind of, I don't know, leave the last few years, 5 years or so, like, just, I don't know, like we quit or something.
But are you the guy who's like, who always thinks the lucky break is just right, just one step out of your grasp? I mean, it sounds like, how come it hasn't happened in the last 5 years?
Well, I don't think it hasn't, it's not like it hasn't happened. I mean, there have been some promotions along the way, and I think, the quality of life here, I think, is better. I don't necessarily think you can put a price tag on that, but, I get not being around friends that we, that are older, that we've known for a long time, and family. I understand that totally, and I get, not traveling as much as we originally had wanted or envisioned, but I do think that's changing. So I don't want to.
But did you make the deal?
I mean, we said 5 years. Yeah, I'm not trying to deny that.
Okay, and has 5 years passed?
We're right here. We're 5 years. Yeah,
and you haven't lived up to yours. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. I'm not trying to be Steve here and go like this is a verb, but it seems like. Like, if you're gonna not fulfill your end of a deal, you wouldn't want to do that with your wife. Like, you might.
No, I understand. I understand that, but I don't think it's necessarily like a cut and dry issue. You know, there have been promotions along the way. It hasn't been like we've been stagnant in our financial status for the past five years.
But you
That's
didn't.
Not true. I mean,
you didn't get to where you said you'd be.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes, you can, Courtney. Jump in.
Because he said that the quality of life is better. The quality of life is not better. The scenery is better. Okay, you're talking about the scenery, babe. We can't afford anything in Colorado. In Kansas, we can have whatever we want.
You can live.
So I get it.
Large.
You like looking at the mountains, but it's not. You know, it's not a substitute for being close to my mom, and living in a big house. I want it. I want space. I want to have our family have a lot of room. I want my kids to feel privileged.
I like that.
You're allowed to want whatever you want. All right. So this is life decision stuff. I think you guys have both made a good case. So hang on right there. We're gonna get you a jury. Don't move.
He kind of started to allude to her decision as being based on emotion. No, I have not heard a more business-like
emotion.
Yeah.
How much longer, how many extensions do you want to this contract?
And when you said that too, it's like those people, no, just three
no, it's
more
right
months.
There.
Right there. We're so close. No. We're just.
So what if she gives him another year and he still doesn't do it?
She's
do you think he'll move then?
She's going to be more bitter.
Of course.
Angry. Yeah.
And the more time you're here, the harder it is to get out.
And maybe it helps that he doesn't have family, or maybe he does in Kansas and she does. I hate when family comes up as a reason to have to go back somewhere to do something.
But it's a game changer if you're having kids. Because when you have kids and you have built-in babysitters, it's free money. Because the money you'd be shelling out to a teenager in your neighborhood, just your mom does it.
And that's another thing. They put a lot on hold.
It's all on hold for him.
For now. Yeah, till now it's expired, their deal.
But as a supportive wife, can she recognize that he has moved up a little and maybe the events of the last couple of years might have, does he get an extension just because the last couple of years sucked?
That's up to her. You know, but you're right. She held up her end.
She did.
You cannot deny that.
But should she hold up a little bit more?
And then a little bit more, a little bit longer.
All right. Courtney wants to move back to Kansas because that was the 5-year plan. Jeff is like, we're right there.
Yeah, just we're fine right
here.
Give
me another 5 years. You guys pick where they live, apparently. All right, well, let's get started with some jury members here. Brent?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I would like to know if he's here for the legal weed first. That's the reason why he wants to stay.
You're asking if he's staying just because pot's legal here?
Yes.
Jeff, is that why you're staying? Is that why you want to stay?
No, although I, that's a nice perk. That wouldn't be a reason to stay. No.
Okay. Yeah. And
all right. I'm on her side then. Time to go.
Thank you, Brent. That was easily the weirdest call we've ever gotten on Great Man Debate. It's like if he were staying for the weed, he would have been
I
on
guess his side.
Side.
Yeah.
What in God's name just happened? Okay, so it's good that's not the reason. What do you think about the weed, Courtney? Are you here for the? You don't care about anything Colorado has to offer right now, right?
I mean, look, I'll be honest. I could see why someone would say it would be a reason to stay, because if you are, like, committed to being a pothead, obviously you want to live somewhere where you're not going to go to jail for that. But in this case, I mean, he's not really into it anyway. So. Right.
And okay. You guys want to build a life, and you just feel like Colorado's not the place to get that done.
I'm tired of feeling like I'm waiting around for my life to start. Like, I want to.
Well, we want kids. You want to be a mom. You want to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going here. What do we count that one as? Her, then, I think. Okay, yeah. Vinny?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Hers.
Why?
Yes. So we have lived in Colorado for 20 years. Uh-huh. I've wanted to move for 19 of those 20 years.
Wow.
No. And it just gets harder and harder. Like, my husband is kind of the same as hers. He loves Colorado for the mountains. He loves to snowboard. He loves to go hiking, do all the mountain stuff when work allows. But because the cost of living, we live, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And it doesn't matter how many promotions he's going to get. The cost of living goes up like crazy every year. If you've been here in Colorado long enough, you know that. I don't know. I feel like she needs to kind of stick to her guns and say, you know, it's time to go.
I'm just floored, Vinny, and we thank you for the call. I'm just floored in 20 years. Colorado didn't get its hooks in
yet. Yeah, never 19. How come she doesn't go get a job and help out then?
Okay. Angel?
Wow.
Yai, whose side are you on?
Just kidding.
So I'm on the side of not moving.
Okay, why?
So, well, first of all, I just want to say we're Colorado natives, and I'd love it here, and I would never leave.
Right.
But also, we do have some family here that kind of expects us to babysit, like, pretty often, and I think that that's, like, not cool. I mean, I guess grandparents might like to babysit more than maybe I would, but I don't think that's a good excuse.
So wait. Your argument against holding up his end of the deal is so you don't have to be closer to people, so you don't have to be close to family?
I like that.
I mean, kind of, yes. I mean, all my family's here, but taking advantage of babysitting, I think, is just annoying.
So you're from Colorado. Your family's in Colorado. But I should stay in Colorado, even though my family's in Kansas and I'm from Kansas.
Well...
Yeah, there's some twists in logic there. Thank you for the call, though. Sorry, Courtney, that got a little sideways on us. Emily? Emily.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Oh, boy. Why?
Yeah, well, I get that he's got a dream, but she packed up and came here to chase that dream with him.
Yeah.
I get that. I did the same thing 6 years ago and said, if I don't make it in 3 years, I would go back.
Oh.
I got lucky. I met a wonderful man. We have a baby together. And we can't leave because my stepson is here. But she's right. It is so expensive. We barely got a house.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. So you're saying if nothing else is holding them down than his dreams, then they should go.
Well, I mean, she helped him chase his dream, and now it's his turn to help her fulfill her dreams, which is going back, bigger house.
Yeah.
You know, room for their family.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
That's
supposed to be our dream.
We got one more jury member, and then we'll tell you the verdict in case you can't count. Christina?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yai. I'm on her side to an extent.
Why?
My husband and I had the same exact situation, except we moved from Colorado to Georgia.
Oof.
And we agreed on a 4-year plan. And it definitely bettered his career. And when it came time when the 4 years was up, he looked for another position out here, and that further bettered his career. And I'm just very happy to be back to my family and friends. But on the other hand, if they make this move, he needs to, you know, find a new career out there that will support her needs.
Ooh, yeah.
It can't just, the same jobs don't exist in Kansas necessarily as they do here.
That's a good point.
Right.
Appreciate the call, Christina. Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You want the final count, or you did get one vote in the middle, sorta.
Yeah.
But the rest, we have 10 more phone calls we could take right now. We didn't want it to be a bloodbath.
You're heading back to
camp. Do you want the number for U-Haul or
lift with your legs?
Are you okay with it, Jeff? I mean, obviously you guys are going to have a conversation tonight, but
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to talk about things, but I mean, you know, I'm listening.
Nice. Okay.
If you take nothing else from it, dude, she did.
Yeah.
She like you said, this is my dream. She did it. Like it's time for you
she is very supportive. There's, you know, no doubt about that whatsoever.
It's your turn, buddy.
Awesome, you guys.
Let us send us a postcard from Kansas, all right?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.